What up, y'all? It's your boy Kevin on stage. You want me to put my shirt on? Fine. I'll cover myself up with this flyer to tell you that the Bald Brothers live stream comedy show is Friday, August 30th. If you enjoy this podcast, I guarantee you'll enjoy this show. Tickets are available at KevinOnStage.com. See you then.
I'd be like, man, I already gave y'all the money.
I just gave him money.
Dog,
give
remember,
me a month off.
Bro, when Jay passed, I was so, my mortgage statement came like a week later. I was like, don't y'all see what I'm going through? I can't just be required to pay my bills still.
Sorry for your loss, but it's the first, goddammit.
Like, dog.
It's the first.
God, by the time the funeral happened, my mortgage was due it like the next day.
They don't care.
I was like, bro. Remember when I first got my first apartment? And it, remember, at that time, it took me like a little bit of each check to pay my rent. So when I get paid, I was like, okay, I got the last $175.
Right.
And then the next time, it's right back due. Just like,
soon
bro.
As you got, soon as you wiping yourself off from scrambling up that money. I'm glad I was able to pay that rent. The new rent is due. You looking square in the eyes of the next month. Like, God damn it, man. I just paid this off. Yeah, but fuck that.
Right again, man. Let's it's the do first. Again, $585.
Let's get
and
it.
I was like, man, how am I going to come up with $585?
I remember my half of the rent was $150. And I was like, oh, man, I gotta scramble up this one. Because we were in a four-bedroom at these little apartments across from campus. So we each paid $150,
yeah.
And I was like, whew, got to come up with this $150, man.
I got to find a way to come up with this money by tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Got to find a way to come up with this money by tomorrow.
It's $150, man. I got to do what's right. I got to do what's right to come up with this money.
What was that, 97?
What was I in those apartments? Probably like 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
That's when gas was like 99 cents.
Yeah.
But so 150 was a lot. That's what I'm saying.
150 a month. I was like, whew. Oh, man. I made it. Got it.
Because you was living in New Mexico, so minimum wage was nothing more than $5.35.
Pennies, man. Scraps. And I'm working on campus.
Oh, man.
That's extra nothing. That campus money? 150, Tom. You got it? Barely.
I remember my first apartment. I was like, how am I going to get $500?
Man.
Every time?
Every
I never
time.
Turned the heat on. I got in the bed. I was like, hoodie, jacket, beanie, socks. I got in the middle of the bed and was like,
man, utilities? What?
Freezing in
we
there.
We had to pay for this on top of the
dog tone.
Come on, man.
And I live right across the street from a plaza place. And I was like, come on, Kev, just never do the plaza. Because I feel like once I gave plaza.
Oh, once you give plaza,
I was like,
man,
you just a plaza person. Gonna do,
that's the gateway to everything else.
That's what I might as well do heroin
yeah,
now.
That
you opening me up.
Once you open your body up to the money, they're going to be like, hey, man, let me suck you off for $200. You'll be like, well, I gave plasma here. You pull your pants down. All right. I got my rent this month.
I got 50 to spare with the suck off.
This was easy, man.
As soon as you leave
suck
the plasma.
Suck offs all around, huh, guys?
As soon as you leave the plasma thief, the person at the door, let me suck you off for $200. What? I mean, you in the plasma place, so I know you open to stuff. $200, huh? Yeah, let me see.
We ain't even got the no syringes, no nothing necessary. No syringes?
Do I got to do anything? No,
just stand there. I got the rest. Let's do it.
Shoot, that's about eight plasmas. Plasma's only 25. That's eight plasmas, man. You can't even go every day. One suck off versus eight plasmas?
I'm about to make a killing. Oh.
Were you here when I walked in? Nah, we appear when you leave the plasma. We kind of got a little stakeout situation on the outside of the plasma. Because when you go in, you ain't made a choice. When you come out, you come out.
We already know. We saw the little receipt in your hand. That's what we knew. Suck off.
You're a different person the moment you've given the plasma. On your way in, you still got results.
Right. Yeah.
When you come out of the plasma,
we
man,
got
you, up
you
for
dead to rights.
You up for anything, man? You want this cheeseburger off the ground? Right. How long has it been there? 2 days. Pickles on it? Ain't no pickles. All right, man.
Let me get that, man. And you say it was wrapped up the whole time? Partially. Yeah. Let me get that, man. I'll just take
off. That's how bad it was. My boy, we was down so bad, he had left a sourdough jack in his windshield all day in the summertime. So we had no money. He was like, hey, y'all, you think I can eat this sourdough jack? We were like, you get mayonnaise? He was like, extra mayonnaise. We were like, can't do it.
Yeah, the mayonnaise.
If you ain't had no mayonnaise, you might have been able.
For sure. That
but
mayo.
In the sun, he was like, what if I just take the mayonnaise off? We was like, I don't know, man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
The mayonnaise is risky.
Was it cheese on it? Because if you take the cheese and the mayo off the top layer, you still got that bottom meat and then that bottom bread that didn't have the mayo. So you can just, you take off half of the real estate. You get rid of the mayo. You can still salvage this. Times is hard.
He was like, man, I'm really hungry, though. We like, bro, you going to be sick, though? He was like, yeah, but either way, my stomach going to hurt. We like, nah, but it's a different hunger and sick is different hurt, man. You can eat a different way. He was like, I'm going to try it. He ate it. Destroyed his stomach. We was like, we told you no mayonnaise. He was like, come on, man. I'm
that mayonnaise is what killed
him. Oh, come on, man. Extra? Sourdough Jack already has a lot of mayonnaise. All right.
Dang.
Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast Tour. Suck offs after the plasma, y'all. Today's episode, I'm Kevin Stages. This is Tony Baker.
Yes.
Top 10 Black Saints.
Mm.
Now, we're going to come off the rip. It's impossible to narrow it down to 10.
Right, for sure.
Okay, so we're just going to pick the 10 good because it's always changing, ever changing.
Right.
All right, so I think, is it you first or me?
I can't remember.
I'm going to go first.
All right.
This is my favorite black phrase. You don't believe fat meat greasy till you try it. It's just great. I don't even know if it's black or southern, but I've only heard black people say it.
Right.
And that also gets to shorten to, you don't believe fat meat greasy. Mm. They don't even say the other half of it.
You know the rest.
I don't remember. I was like, oh, there's a whole, there's a whole second part. You don't believe fat meat greasy means you hard-headed.
I've never heard that term growing up.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I never heard that.
Well, I was hard-headed and living in the South. So there was...
Fat meat was greasy down there.
Directed to me. Because I didn't know what it meant at first.
Yeah.
And it was like, think about a pork chop and the little white part. You don't believe that's greasy until you try it. I was like...
Oh, it was greasy.
It was greasy. But you got to try it to know.
Yeah.
Somebody tell you, no fat meat greasy. I'm like, I don't know that.
I used to eat fat.
Yes. The fat part of the pork chop, pork and beans.
Oh, I used to eat the fat piece of the...
Chewing on it.
Chewing, oh my God.
Just
I can't
a little
imagine.
Piece of... Oh, if I did that now.
Oh, I can't imagine eating that now.
Your booty hole
beef. I would disintegrate.
It would turn inside it because you went no pork before you went no meat.
It would be the end of Infinity War if I was like...
Was that you turning into dust?
I would just be no longer existing if I sat and chewed on animal fat right now.
You wipe your mouth like a Viking. I used to be eating that.
Oh, God.
Man, can't do it no more.
Mm-mm.
Can't. One of the worst things about growing older, like, I love Popeyes, but I cannot eat it no more.
Ugh.
It tears my stomach apart. And I'd be driving past, and they'd be like, don't you come over here. You know you're going to be in trouble later.
Can you still handle the biscuits and the sides from there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, them biscuits be
fine. The biscuits could be like dessert sometimes. One time, a couple of months ago, weeks.
Yesterday?
I just ordered 12 bags of biscuits straight up.
Yeah.
Strawberry jelly. It was just like.
Yeah. Those biscuits are fire.
Tone.
Fire. I live right by Popeyes.
Do you?
The fact that I never go over there is a miracle.
Man, they went strawberry biscuits recently.
Yeah.
That and Bojangles blueberry biscuits.
Oh, my God. Blueberry biscuits.
It should be a crime.
I had that biscuit down there. It was an old biscuit because I was at a friend of mine, Mike's house, and he had one. I was like, man, let me get this. And I was like,
should be a crime.
Oh.
There's no, God. And that was a, Bojangles got big biscuits.
Yes.
Them biscuits.
Them biscuits is made for me.
Man. They're like, Tony, for man. Me. Tony biscuit sees you and be like, twin.
Yeah. Where have you been? Nobody. Hell yeah. They know Tony, I'm a man.
Tony opening the biscuits. Man, he's a dick now.
Man. I don't like nothing small when it comes to food, man. I'm a man. You hear me? Sack first. Shaft, sack. With a mustache on the shaft. I'm a man. And I need man portions.
Mustache on the shaft?
Just the extra man it up. I want my shaft to have a mustache.
Smoking a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette. What's with up, a checkered man? Past.
Shaft here.
Man.
It's been a long
Deep
road,
deep voice
y'all.
Is gravelly.
Coming in the long Buick.
Definitely got a Buick.
Yeah, man. That's
one hubcap missing on the back tire. That's this. All manhood. I want the big biscuits.
Shaft coming with the pack of new pumps. What's up, y'all? Tony Shaft here. Yeah, man. I can't go west of the Mississippi no more, man.
I want my Shaft to use his shirt pocket. My Shaft be like, hey, let me tell you something. Let's see what you need to do is. He always got some tips. What you need to do is.
Oh, my God. All right, Tom, what's your saying?
Black saying, all right now.
Oh, my God.
All right now.
It means so many things. All right now could go totally different ways.
Minimal real estate, but it says a lot of different things. All right now.
That could be good. All right now.
All right now.
All right now.
All right now. All right now.
It's a tonal language.
Yeah. For sure.
It's a tonal language. There's so many. Hey, man, what's up, y'all? All right, now. That's enough. All right, now.
All right, now.
You look good. All right, now.
Yeah.
I ain't said nothing.
You can plug it into so many different vibes.
So many different vibes. Two, versatile.
Two words.
All right, now. Especially in the South.
Oh, man. The South.
The South. I seen a video go by. A little boy was three. Driving by. He's like, all right, now. I said, all right, Deacon. Little baby Deacon.
All right, now.
N-I-E. That's right. All right, now.
All right, now.
I love it. Now, I'm going to go. Thank you so much for this one, Erica Mitchell. If you like it, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
If you like it, I love it.
Because, see, when I was young, I didn't know
right
what that meant. They don't like it.
They don't.
And they might think you're stupid.
Right.
But if you like it.
I love it. No matter what.
If you want to be stupid and dumb,
I love
I'm
it.
Not going
to
stop.
I'm here to support you through this ridiculousness.
Go
if
ahead.
You like it, I love it.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Hey, man, this my new boo. Tone. Over text, because you're not going to say it right there, because she's going to be like, excuse me? Tone, if you like it, I love it.
What's the point, Tone?
You're going to text me while we're standing right there face to face.
What'd he say? He said,
she's beautiful.
No, tell me. Read it to me. Nah, come on, girl.
Hold on, let me see.
No, let me see. He said.
Oh, my phone got an update. I got it. It just cut off. It just did the automatic update. If you like it, I love it.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. And honestly, they don't need any introduction. You've seen the ads. You've heard us talk about it a million times. And I bet there's a big part of you, pun intended, that wants to try it. What am I talking about? Blue Chew. That's right. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. This is the one. The OG chewable tablet for better sex. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within a few days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the United States of America, and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Blue Chew wants you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I done used the Blue Chew, and it gave me rock hard peen. Not,
oh, maybe I could be something, peen. Oh, my little gummy worm. I could be something one day.
Nah, man, get out of here. Rock solid Johnson. Huh, huh. Pumps, 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 pumps. Big old pumps. Pumps, 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 pumps. And I lasted all night long. Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BALD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code BALD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information, as we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Oh, all right. So what's yours?
I can't call it.
Oh!
I can't call it.
I can't call it, man. Oh!
I can't call it.
Love, I can't call it.
How you doing, man? Hey, man, I can't call it.
Oh.
What the hell does that even mean?
Old Black Man 101.
I can't call it.
Old Black Man 101.
I can't call
Lord.
It. Lord! We get no answers with that. How you doing, man? I can't call it.
What does that mean?
You good, man?
Actually, can't even explain that to you.
Right.
Just, I don't know what
I
it means.
I can't call it.
But I know what it means.
I know what it means.
Who can call it?
I ain't got no phone, but hey. You know what I'm saying? I can't call it.
You know what? On that same token, I'm going to go trying to get like you.
Yep. There you go. There you go, man.
Look good. Hey, man. Hey. Trying to get like you. I know some money when I see it.
Man.
I know a man with money when I see it.
I can smell a nigga with money. And I see a nigga shining. Paid in Full is quotable, too.
Absolutely. Everybody man. Eats, B. Trying to get like you, black men compliment battle when they both are dressed well.
Yeah.
Woo! You casket sharp, man.
Man, I'm trying to get like you,
go,
man.
Man, come man, on, man.
I can't call
I
it.
I can't call it, brother. Going to see a man about a mule.
All right, now.
Well, all right, what you say?
They just having a black quote off. It's like Dumbledore when he fought Voldemort. They in there like,
because you can't be the receiving end of the compliment. You got to defer and deflect on the compliment.
Absolutely.
I got to leave you with one.
I'm Deflection McGee when it comes to compliments.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's all you.
That's all you, man.
Man.
Now you got it.
Man.
Now you got it, Tone.
That's Woo! All you. I can't help but deflect.
Tony said before we started shooting, I said, "Tony, get a nice suit for the wedding, man, because you got a great build for a suit." He was like, "I don't want no compliments.
I don't want no compliments of me in the suit.
I don't want nobody to be like, you look good, Tony.
I don't
want
to hear it. Because I already know it's coming.
Why would you not want people to be like, oh, Tone?
I don't want it.
Casket shot.
Because that means they're going to want to see me in more suits and I'm not having it. They going to be like, Tone. I'll be like, I don't care.
Tone going to be wrinkling up his suit.
Balling it up.
What do you think about it now?
How you feel about this now? I slept in this for 3 days.
Why you don't want the attention?
Nah, man, watch out. Because they going to want more.
You don't have to give it to them. You can just take the one time.
Nah, man.
You kill them one time and be nope. like, and I'll never again.
Nope. It's like them women, they be baddies underneath the baggy hoodies and the hiding. That's me when it comes to suits, man. I don't want none of this.
You got the big broad shoulders,
I'm
man.
Tailor-made.
You are
suit.
A mannequin. You are the big chest, but nope. The physicality.
Nope. I want
you
no
can go
part.
European slim cut. You can do nah, stuff man. Other people can't do.
I
gotta tuck my belly in with the shirt. I'd be this close to buying shapewear. I ain't gonna Instagram, I'd be hovering Tone. Them little ass be like, you got belly fat and man boobs. I'd be like, this is wildly specific. But how much is this? How much is this undershirt that feel like body armor? You ain't got to tuck your belly in. How y'all know I didn't? I never even said that out loud before today. They be on me on multiple platforms.
Yeah.
I go Instagram story. I watch your story. Then it be like, hey, man, what'd you think about Tony Stewart with your man tits? Hey, hey. This ad couldn't have been for anybody else. I thought about buying that so many times. I'd be like, but you just can't breathe.
Oh.
And I can't be restricted,
That's
man.
What I'm saying, man. You sitting there, shortness of breath. You done passed out of defunction. Now we worried.
Kev, you lose away.
Hey, Kev, you good? Kev?
I got off Instagram. You lost weight, huh? I got... You hungry? I can't do that. I can't.
You be on somebody's podcast and we can't see you when we hear you. Who keeps doing that?
Oh my God. I can't do it. I can't put myself through that.
Yeah.
For no fashion. I'm gonna let that belly hang.
And I'm not looking at the comments. I don't care what y'all saying.
Oh, they want it, Tom.
Nah, nope. Not even looking over there. Not even looking. What are we talking about? I'm over here.
I think you're up.
What the coordinates say? Is it me again?
Yeah. Is it me?
I think it's you.
When I say trying, okay, I'm going to go Bless Your Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Bless Your Heart was another one that I didn't know was shade coming up. Yeah. You used to hear that all the time in the church. Church people shady, man.
Oh, tough.
Church people shady with the
name
with
of the Lord.
Silence.
Man.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
You could be calling somebody stupid. It's very much of you like it, I love it, with the religious overtone.
Right.
You know what?
Bless your little heart.
When you go little. Oh.
Bless your little heart, that's the ultimate.
You might as well stab me straight up, man. Why are you talking crazy to
you
me like
somebody
that?
Somebody fumbling, oh, bless his heart. He don't know what he doing. He be like.
Wildly disrespectful,
tough.
Man. Wildly disrespectful. All right, you're up, Tom.
God don't like ugly. God don't like ugly.
Where did that come from?
Somebody got their feelings hurt, be like, look. God don't like ugly, because I don't like it, and I think God also don't like what I don't like. Because God, you being mean, and I just want to throw God in here, because maybe it'll make you nicer.
Oh, my God!
God don't like ugly. God,
where did that come? I don't even remember a time where I wasn't hearing that.
Oh, yeah. God don't like ugly. Been here.
It's not in the Bible.
No. God, for all we know, God could be like, I really love ugly. Ugly. Like, he looking at all ugly stuff, he's like... oh, this is hideous. Yes, this is why I created humanity, for the ugliness. That's his, like, bread. His toes be spread when he see ugly stuff. He's like, oh. The road rage argument. Oh. He'd be clenching his godly sheets. He'd be like, yes, the ugliness down there. I'm loving it. And we down here like, God don't like ugly now. You sure about that? Oh.
You don't know me at all. puny humans.
They don't know me.
You don't know the face of God. I made it. Who was ugly, Rachel or Leah?
Which one?
I'm sorry, Leah. Dang. You knew?
I knew.
She knew.
Wait, who?
Leah
who?
Was ugly in the Bible.
Oh, for real?
She was ugly. He's like, Rachel. He's like, nah, man, Leah.
Oh.
She's ugly, and you go work for 7 years. It's like, what?
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Lee. Let's just move on, man. I thought it was Lee.
Lee is not ugly.
No, Lee is not ugly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
They did the opposite with the...
Switched her up.
Yeah.
We're
going to change the narrative on Lee.
Her parents was like, we going to reclaim.
Yeah, we're going to reclaim. You got to rebrand Lee, and she's doing this.
I guess it was Princess Leia. You know what I'm saying? It's Leia. Is it Leia in the Bible? See?
Oh, learning something new every
Hebrew.
Day.
Hebrew. Hold on, how many we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right.
Let me think of what I have. There's so many.
It's mad saying.
There's so many phrases. What y'all think, Patreon? God knows my heart.
You better.
Oh, what had happened?
That's a tough one.
That's a good one.
What had happened was, that's when you got the bullshit excuse.
I'm not gonna go that one though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go mind you.
Oh, now mind you.
Because mind you is my cue that mm-hmm. the story finna get good. Yeah.
Now mind you, I already said that we supposed to be there by 8.
Oh, I love a well-placed mind you. Yeah. Mind you,
right.
The baby wasn't his.
That's
what? Mind you. You know they leave it out so they can hit you with a good mind you.
The whole time, I'm sitting on the text message.
You sitting on the text.
So I already got that in there. Mind you, was the companion piece to, now here's the kicker. Because now here's the kicker. That's when you're supposed to really drop the bomb to. So mind you, it's like a softer.
Yeah.
Now here's the kicker. Because mind you, takes the pressure. Because here's the kicker. That's a lot of pressure on
that.
Oh,
my God.
You got to
be a good kicker.
Here's the kicker. And then somebody bomb on the kicker. You be like.
But mind you, key piece of information.
Right.
Mind you, he was dead the whole time.
He was dead though.
Come to find out.
That's
mind you's.
Yeah.
Come little brother.
Out. Come to find out. They never went.
They never went.
Then on top of that.
It's the best story.
My boy Demetrius always said, then on top of that. He was like, and then on top of that. That's when you got the layers. You know what I mean? You say then on top of that.
Nah, just good.
All right.
All right, you up, Tom.
I'm going to do a hard head, make a soft behind.
Love it.
A hard head, make a soft behind.
You know, you heard that a lot.
Tough. Hard headed. The hard head, make a soft behind.
Oh, my God.
Make a soft behind is so ridiculous.
Just abuse coded
into the
whoopings
back in. They got to bring the whoopings back in. The hard head make a soft behind.
Man. Oh, my God. All right. I'm a gold child.
Child.
Ooh,
listen,
child.
That says a lot.
That's so, listen, I love a good black woman gossip from the other side.
Yeah. So what happened with the what you call it?
Child.
Oh, that's what you know.
Buckle up.
Pull up a chair. Put the seatbelt on. Grab a drink. Put a helmet on if need be.
Cause I didn't even know I needed to tell
put
you.
Put on Cerebro.
I'm glad you know I've been meaning to tell you.
Child. Listen.
You're not going to believe this.
That lets you know there's more to the story with one word.
What? And at the end of that, so then, turned out she was gay. Child. Well, what, you know what? Do her. Because that now it could mean, you know what? Let her do her thing.
Right.
I ain't going to say nothing about it. Child, let me alone.
Child, listen.
Child is also girl. Bye, Taylor. Girl is good, but child come with auntie behaviors. And to me, the tea was better when it was the adults.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You weren't supposed to be hearing it.
Oh, man.
That's like
that adult business? Man.
Oh,
that
adult. Why did they think we were asleep?
Business. I don't know,
it's
man.
It's 6:45.
They really thought we were asleep.
Y'all talking loud.
They in there. Come to find out. I'm like,
talking loud. We ain't got to go nowhere. The house door, the walls, paper thin.
Tough.
Kids, how'd you know about that? It was 3:17.
They roaming through the halls just talking.
Hold on, it's Liz. Hello, babe. Okay, hold on. Food's outside.
Oh, snap.
I thought
snap.
It was called by the shorts.
What if she was calling about the shorts again? Like, so listen. I laid the shorts on the bed, and then I was just looking at them like on. I had each pair of shorts laid out on the bed, and I was just gonna see how they look with the different lighting. You tell me how they look. So I'm gonna call you back on FaceTime. On the counter. On the counter.
Child.
Child, listen.
Ooh,
yeah, I got some avocado toast. Where your lunch at?
Oh. came separate.
Oh. Avocados from Mexico.
Oh, dang. Jennifer Lopez is canceling her tour.
Dang. Why?
Now J-Lo. Wait. J-Lo now. Come on, girl.
She's not selling tickets?
She's not selling. I think she was in... Really? She was in arenas, and they was like, man, nah.
For real?
Yeah, I heard on the radio yesterday. I came out of the gym, and the radio was like, Jennifer Lopez is having a terrible week. She's canceling dates on her tour because they're not selling. Apparently, her and Ben are...
they on the outs?
Separated.
Oh, they separated? They remarried?
That's what they said on 94.7 The Way.
They remarried?
Yeah, they got married. I didn't know that until the radio. I thought they was just hanging out.
Oh.
And then apparently she's supposed to do a Vegas residency.
Uh-huh.
And MGM was like, we can't pay. They're supposed to pay $1 million per show.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, you're not selling on tour, then the residency's going to be the same. We can't pay you $1 million per show. So they was like, we're going to come back to the table. You either got to lower it or we ain't going to do it.
Oh, damn.
And then she canceled the tour. She's had a string of like
L's.
Bad products. Plus the documentary, something happened. In the space-time continuum, people was just like, man, nah. They were like, man,
dang.
Also just shut up. And then the TikToks was going viral of all the people who were singing the music that she was on.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't like new information, but it just in that packaging, people was
wait,
just
what
like,
you mean they were singing the new?
All the songs that she got famous for,
uh-huh.
The actual people who sang them was like, I sang the lyrics on this.
Oh.
And they was like this one girl sang the Jenny from the Block.
Uh-huh.
And it was her voice. Like, she sang it today. And I was like, dang. She was like, I only got $5,000. I sang like 7 songs on that album. Now, mind you,
what?
It's not even the same artist throughout. It was like Ashanti on these songs. This other girl, I think her name was Natasha something, on these other songs. It was like 3 or 4 other people. Christina Milian. So when it was all strung together, it was like, oh, snap. And then she, at the same time that documentary was coming out, she was just like, I was just this little girl from the Bronx with the wild hair. And people was like, you was, and her high school friends was like, you was not. Yeah, they were like, I got an orange drink. They was like, what is that? People from New York was like, that's not even a thing. It was like everything she was doing, somebody was like rebuttaling it.
Dang.
And then her movie with the hearts was just weird. And then this Atlas movie, she fell in love with AI. And it was just like, man, watch out. And in the arena tour, man.
Dang it. Wow.
I'm going to tell you one thing about me. Me and Tony have talked about this. I don't got nothing to prove. So if I'm 55 and I can't sell arenas, if I'm back to comedy clubs, I'll just be happy to do what I love.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate to just keep rising infinity.
Right.
Like, you going to go up.
Yeah, there's always phases.
Back down.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you cool and straightforward, you should be okay with it. I'm never going to be
transparent.
Nigga.
I'd be like, listen, y'all.
Buffalo.
I couldn't sell out that arena, so we back at the club. Richmond Funny Bone. Pull up.
I got to make me no never mind.
I'm not.
I got no ego in
this. Because when you
this.
Front and fight, people going to tear you up even
oh,
worse.
My
when
God.
You when you come real and transparent,
can't
then they got nothing.
Real,
it's like Eminem and 8 Mile.
Yeah.
I'm going to just disarm you with the truth that I already know about myself.
Just making a living, man. I'm doing backyard shows. If you need me,
right.
As long as
I'm
you can fit
backyard.
40 chairs.
Dang.
Y'all know if I'm back to doing meet and greets, the jig is up.
I never liked her as a singer, though.
She also, and I think part of it, too, is that she is one of those artists that was created
mm-hmm.
when a time where you could manufacture an artist.
Yeah.
Because she was beautiful. She could dance.
Yeah, for
beautiful,
sure.
Could 100%. Dance. She had some talent. Selena, she killed. It was like perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I think we're in the age of authenticity now more.
Yeah.
And people are like, man, nah, that ain't you, though.
Watch out.
It was like, but, ma'am, nah, man,
look
you're not
out.
From the Bronx. And you never ran up and down the street and stop shaking your hair.
So she not from the Bronx. Is that what's going on?
She is, but it's like the persona of like she was just a girl wild and free.
Yeah.
Her somebody who's, and this is the thing, I don't even know if this stuff is true.
Right.
But I think somebody was like, I was in your class. You was never running through the streets. You went to a private school. And they put a picture of her in the yearbook and her hair was not wild. It was like perfectly coiffed. So it was like, this is your yearbook. She was like,
she was went to the private school?
She was to the side, told. She was here.
Wow. That's the block?
And that's what the people were saying. So just stop saying that if that ain't you.
Dang.
Sydney Castillo be like, I'm from Fort Worth. I came from a happy home. Yeah. We were in the suburbs. That life, I don't know about the hood. Don't, why are you lying?
Just be honest, man. I tell people all the time, yes, I'm from the south side of Chicago. Yes, there was murders and gangs.
Yes.
I wasn't involved in none of it. I was just like, man, this sucks. I want to play with my G.I. Joes, sell these drugs. No. You know what I'm saying? It's all true, but it was like, yes, within that hard environment, I wanted to be soft.
Yes.
But it was like, nah, man, fight. I'm like, all right. I don't want to do it.
Your heart wasn't in it.
Hell no, man. I only fought when I got mad. That's why I fought Robert.
It's hilarious. Fought Robert in his house.
I did.
All right, man, we done with this. I love ending episodes like that, man. 33 minutes. Man, shut the hell off, man. We
cut the camera off.
Cut the camera, man. We'll see you next week.